Audio Narrative 1. The Railway Comes to Blandford. On the 13th of November 1856, a procession of decorated pony carts and carriages left Blandford's Corn Exchange with townspeople and children following on foot, and a group of railway navvies with two large kegs of beer in their wheelbarrows, a gift from Hall and Woodhouse. The procession crossed the bridge to Blandford St Mary and took the Pool Road, turning right at the first Drover's Track, now Ward's Drove, and walked through an archway of decorated hoops to the top of the field. Everyone watched while Francis Ladysmith took a ceremonial spade, dug a ready-loosened turf, and dropped it into a carved mahogany wheelbarrow. This marked the start of the Dorset Central Railway line between Wimborne and Blandford, linking Blandford to the London and South Western Railway. When Ladysmith was carried off to a ceremonial lunch at Blandford's Assembly Rooms, the navvies helped finish the beer and went back to work somewhere else on the line. These men and their families followed the advancing railway tracks. Some lodged nearby, but most lived in tents, rough huts, and even grass-roofed dugouts. They were not predominantly Irish, as most came from around the British Isles, with a few from Europe and Ireland as well. And some were local men who walked up to the site to ask for work. As well as digging cuttings and forming embankments, the navvies worked as timbermen, building wooden frames to shore up brickwork during the construction of the tunnels and arches. They also created the track bed with rubble, cinders and gravel, and laid the track known as the Permanent Way. The work was extremely hazardous, without any health and safety protocols, and it is reckoned that for every mile of railway track laid on these shores, three navvies died. The cause of death ranged from tunnel collapse to being struck by a runaway truck. Despite the dangers, however, many navvies put their sons to work on the railway. A seven-year-old earned a few pennies taking a broken pickaxe to the blacksmith for repair. A 13-year-old might well work with horses pulling chalk-filled trucks away from the cutting to tip out onto a new embankment. An 18-year-old would join the digging gangs, and by the time he was fully fit, perhaps a year later, he could shovel 20 tons of chalk a day into trucks, filling 7 trucks a day. These indomitable workers created extraordinary earthworks across the Dorset landscape with their wooden barrows and iron picks and shovels, while consuming vast amounts of bacon, beef and beer. One evening, 2 years after the turf-cutting ceremony, some navvies were drinking in the Three Choughs in Blandford's West Street. One of them drunkenly accepted the King's shilling from a militia sergeant he met at the bar, enlisting himself into the army. But when the sergeant said that he must accompany him back to the regiment, the navvy refused to go and tried to run away. The sergeant restrained him and called a policeman, who arrested the man and started walking him to the lockup. The other navvies followed, arguing with the policeman, and inevitably started a fight in the street. Another policeman ran up to help his colleague, but it took several burly locals to break up the fight and help march the navvies off to the lockup for the night. The failed soldier went to prison, while his friends served 4 weeks' hard labour, a pushover for these work-hardened men. What really hurt was a month without pay.